Hare Krishna. I'm in Romania right now. We had a program here last night with some guests, devotees from locally here, as well as from another city, Timisoara. This is called Nagyvárad in Hungarian and Orodea in Romania. It's about an hour away from Debrecen, not far from the Hungarian border. And I'll stay here till lunch and then go back down to Budapest. This morning when I looked at the BBC, I saw on the front page of the BBC website the article about Kazakhstan. In fact, I'm just looking right now for what's the heading. It's, well, I can't see it, but it was really wonderful. I can just encourage devotees to try to see that. This type of coverage is unprecedented. I mean, tens of millions of people are seeing this article, and amongst everything or all the media coverage that we got, this is by far the best. This was done by that reporter in Kazakhstan when I was there, and she came out twice. I'd mentioned that first she did this radio report from which I think she took this article, then she did a video report, and I'm wondering whether that video report is going to make it to BBC TV. If it does, it'd be really fantastic. Govinda Maharaj had told me that many of the human rights people in the American embassy had mentioned that they're really amazed by the degree of coverage that our case has actually gained, considering that there are people being killed left, right, and center, either in Darfur or in Beirut or Israel or Iraq or all over the world. So many horrible things taking place. Krishna has also placed this issue front and center, and people are really paying attention to it. And for me, it's a indication of Govinda Maharaj's determination. Krishna is reciprocating with his service, with his efforts to put this case to the forefront of the public eye of politicians, and to somehow or another induce the Kazakh government to negotiate with us, to talk with us, to make a change in their policy. And whatever the outcome, no doubt he is really pleasing Krishna. And I was just so inspired this morning. I searched for one of my favorite quotes by Srila Prabhupada, sources of preaching inspiration, and I'm going to read it to you and then comment briefly on it. This you can find in Prabhupada Lilamrita, in Prabhupada's visit to Boston, and it goes like this. As the devotees walked beside Prabhupada trying to hear him speak, they could see the city skyline nearby. One large building was being torn down and new ones were going up. So many strong buildings, Prabhupada said, being torn down and then rebuilt. There's no pleasure in it, neither in building nor in tearing down. Nobody is happy. It is like with a small child. He is happy to get a toy, and then he is happy to break it. But there is no real happiness, just like the boy and girl. They come together in union, and then they separate, divorce. There's no real happiness in the union or in the separation. Real happiness is in union with Krishna and separation from Maya. But it is Maya that again and again causes this union and separation in the material world. As they walked together under a steel bridge, Prabhupada pointed upward with his walking cane. Look, a sign under the bridge said unalloyed steel. They have unalloyed steel, and we have unalloyed devotional service. What if people don't want to hear our message? Pradyumna asked. The people might not understand our message, but Krishna will be pleased, Prabhupada replied. And that is our mission. They thought Jesus Christ's mission was stopped. They killed him, but his mission was attained. He preached 3 years only, but so many followers. He pleased Krishna. We must not be disappointed that no one is hearing. Krishna consciousness. We will say to the moon and stars in all directions. We will cry in the wilderness because Krishna is everywhere. We want to get a certificate from Krishna that this man has done something for me, not popularity. If a pack of asses says you are good, what is that? We have to please Krishna's senses with purified senses. So this was, for me, the real essence of preaching, of the motivation of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. Srila Prabhupada here is saying, we want to get a certificate from Krishna. This man has done something for me. Isn't that really wonderful? And Prabhupada precedes this by this other wonderful statement. We must not be disappointed that no one is hearing Krishna consciousness. We will say to the moon and stars in all directions. We will cry in the wilderness because Krishna is everywhere. Phew, makes my hair stand on end. Anyway, this is our desire as devotees. Somehow or another, as Srila Prabhupada points out, we want to get this certificate from Krishna. This man has done something for me. That's like a maha mantra, something to keep in our minds, keep thinking. Sometimes we get results, sometimes we don't get results. But certainly, a devotee is taking risks, and we take risks with a mentality. Our mentality is that we just want to please Krishna. And if Krishna is pleased, then somehow we want to get this certificate. This man has done something for me. I'll just recount one pastime in relationship to this. And this is a verse by Rupa Goswami. Excuse me, Raghunath Das Goswami in his Vilap Kusumanjali. Therein he says, Ati sunalita lakshita subhagya mudra tati biradika tushta chinniti kritya bahu nakadalita hardra garva gauri priyamne charana kamala seva hakada dasyasitvam. O queen whose fair complexion scratches with its nails the pride of yellow turmeric, when, happily marking my arms with auspicious markings, embraced with charming red lac, will you give me the dear service of your lotus feet? Raghunath Das Goswami here is referring to a pastime in which, as Rathi Manjari, Krishna is applying lac, this red substance, on the altar, on the sole of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. And being very envious of this altar, Krishna is thinking, what a great fortune that this red substance is just has the extraordinary blessing to be on the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Why can't I be there? So then Krishna gets a wonderful idea. He gets this idea that, well, I will put my name there. And because I'm no different than my name, that way I will be on Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. So Krishna also writes Krishna on her feet. And when Srimati Radharani is asking Krishna, what are you doing? She looks and she sees that Krishna's written his name all over her feet. She gets transcendentally angry at Krishna that he's spoiling the proper decoration, that red lacquer on her feet. And Rati, who is just nearby, is laughing at this. And Srimati Radharani, in loving anger, says, why are you laughing? And she kicks Rati on her arm. So here it says, happily marking my arms with auspicious markings. So the auspicious markings are the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani in red lac, and upon that red lac it's written Krishna. This is called getting a certificate. And of course, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rati Manjari, is in bliss that on her arm now she has this certificate which certifies her as being a authentic maidservant. It has the stamp of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet as well as Krishna's name. So in the same way, when preaching, we are thinking that when we'll also have the opportunity to get this certificate from Krishna, that I have, this man has done something for me. For me, it's such a wonderful statement by Srila Prabhupada. And the two are non-different. There's no difference between the markings on the arm and the certificate. Indeed, by getting the certificate from Krishna, we will have the opportunity also to be certified as Srimati Radharani's Dasi or Srimati Radharani's eternal servant. So somehow or another, in all of this confusion that is this material world, all of the difficulties that we have in practicing Krishna consciousness and spreading Krishna consciousness, and in our own way, if we try to do something for Krishna, if we want to, if we try to get Krishna's attention and Krishna's recognition, the Krishna's certificate, this man has done something for me, will be recognized by the Lord in this world. It will be our certificate for entering into the spiritual world. And we should always be thinking like that, that although we may be taking many risks, although it may be difficult, people may hear, people may not hear, people may bulldoze our houses, people may criticize us, people may find fault, but Krishna will be pleased. And if Krishna is pleased, then he thinks, now this devotee has actually really done something for me. Then our lives are perfect. And that is what we want to do. We want to perfect our lives. And I think that Govinda Maharaj, in his campaign, which is like a battle, traveling around, going everywhere, sacrificing so much, taking risks, and making effort to defend Srila Prabhupada's mission to serve the devotees in Kazakhstan, he's certainly getting his certificate from Krishna. Krishna will say, yes, this man Govinda Maharaj, he's done something for me. There are many certificates. Simply, we have to act in such a way that Krishna will also fill out our name on that certificate. This such and such das, such and such dasi has done something for me. And with that certificate, we will gain entrance into Krishna's eternal pastimes in Vrindavan. Hare Krishna.